Welcome to Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm Troy, your host, and I have another little Marvel fun fact for you. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's true even if you're a mutant. Nevada is known for its house's ill repute, and the X Ranch is no exception. The first mention of the X-Ranch is in Uncanny X-Men number 396. You get to see it inside of the bordello in Uncanny X-Men number 399. Warren Worthington Industries was looking to expand and diversify, so they bought a stake in the X-Ranch. If the name Warren Worthington sounds familiar to you, it should. He is Angel from the X-Men. When Angel finally got around to checking out all his new investments, he found the X-Ranch on that list. He wanted to get to the bottom of what was going on in there, so he sent Bobby Drake, Iceman, in human form to check it out. What Iceman found when he got there was this was a bordello, and all of the workers were mutants. Madame Drake, who was the house mother and hostess of the bordello, was able to shoot fire from her mouth. This came in handy to protect the workers. Another of the workers there was Bette, or Fat Nancy as she was called. She was able to use her pheromone-based mental powers to give people the ultimate satisfaction without ever coming in contact with them. Another worker, we never learn her name, but her powers are floral-based, and she uses her powers to provide the ultimate herbal stimuli to give people their ultimate satisfaction. The main worker there was Miranda Leibold, known as X-Stacy or Stacy X. She is recognized by the scales on her skin, very snake-like appearance. And she has the ability to exude pheromones that she can control to stimulate body sensations such as orgasms or vomiting, depending on her mood. Stacy actually joined the X-Men for a short while, and she actually fought Wolverine to a standstill. While with the X-Men, she tried to seduce Nightcrawler and Angel. In fact, she had a little fling with Angel, but he also had something going on with Paige, alias Husk. And for this reason, Stacy left the X-Men. But she did leave Angel a video of her jumping rope naked to see what he had missed. We don't hear about the X-Ranch again until Uncanny X-Men number 416, where Stacy goes back to revisit and she finds a picture of her, Bette, and Madame Drake in the ashes. Then the last appearance of the X-Ranch is Generation M number 2. This is in the wake of M-Day, where all the mutants have gone. Since the X-Ranch relies on mutant workers, and there are less than 200 mutants worldwide now, they are pretty much forced to shut down. If you like this video and like to see more like it, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It really does help us in the metrics. Until next time, later nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG?